Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stand on it. Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I'm ready to do that right now.
Yeah?
I told you I had a Giants take.
All right, I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah, I want to squeeze it in. I want to squeeze it in before the weekend gets here.
Safety or suicide? Probably a safety squeeze. No, your
Dodgers.
Takes. Yeah.
I don't ever like a safety squeeze. I think it's a stupid play.
If you have a good bunter, it's fine. The suicide squeeze is even worse.
Yeah, but I mean, safety squeeze is basically letting the other team make the decision.
You're going halfway.
I want to make the decision. If I'm stealing home, I'm stealing home. I'm not running halfway and then deciding to steal home based on what you do. No, I'm either going for it or I'm not going for it.
Look at you.
Be like walking in here and telling the listeners, hey, what do you want to talk about today? No.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. What's on your mind?
What do y'all want to talk about today?
Seriously.
No.
Classic 5 o'clock.
Yeah, safety squeeze.
Oh, dealer's choice. That's the classic radio crutch. Hey, dealer's choice.
Speaking of Philly, this is actually funny. The first time I went to Philly, and this is when what's-his-name was still on the air, Howard Eskin.
Yep.
And I was so taken aback because it's kind of early-ish sports radio career. I'm working with Bruno. I'm in a cab or something with Bruno and our program director. And we're like heading either to the airport or a hotel or maybe Bruno's mom's house. I can't even remember where we were going. But we're driving around and they turn on WIP. And they do just like we just did. They come back from break. And this is how Eskin started the segment. All right, let's go to Bill in Philly.
Straight out.
I was like, dude, are you smoking a cigar right now with your feet up on a table? You don't have anything you want to tell me? Nothing? You just want to go to Bill?
In Philly.
And let Bill start the segment for you?
Man.
And then they do that, and then they would put up like, 9 ratings.
It's bananas.
I'm like, this city is insane. You don't even need to do anything. And everybody's there to be mad on a daily. I was like, that is the craziest start to a segment I've ever heard.
They're probably doing triple that number today after yesterday.
Go to Bill. Hi, Bill.
Full phone lines in Philly today. After that double collapse.
Dude.
They probably just leave the phones on 24/7 and just go from one call to the next.
AI is here now. Why do we? Would you even need a host? Let's go to Bill. How much you getting paid asking to do that?
A lot.
The answer was a lot. Yeah.
The calls will be AI too.
Yeah.
I'm quite upset at the results of my two favorite local teams.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
both of whom had unflattering losses on a Thursday.
Can you believe this AJ Brown guy?
He has many targets, yet is still not gruntled, but disgruntled.
Not gruntled. I like that one.
Thank you.
All right, here's my Giants take. We're going to let you hear Steve Young here in a couple minutes. Steve was incredible. Incredible, because he always is. But, man, in the middle of all this quarterback stuff with Brock and Mac, you need to hear what Steve had to say to us. He joined us a little bit earlier today. So, Cody Bellinger announced that he is opting out of his contract with the New York Yankees. Would he come to San Francisco, a left-handed power hitter? Probably not. Probably not. But he's well over 30, and he's no longer – we're not chasing stats anymore. I think Cody's kind of past that point in his career. Plus, he's over 30, which means he's not going to walk in here with one of those, like, could I have a 14-year contract for $412 million? That's not what Cody is going to command. I just started thinking about Cody Bellinger – on the free agent market, and I'm pretty sure that if I could get a pen and paper and draw the free agent that the Giants need, it's Cody Bellinger. They need to be more athletic. They've promised this for years. They need to be more athletic. He's so athletic. Guess what? He's a left-handed hitter, but look at his splits. He hits lefties better than righties. The Giants last year couldn't hit lefties. They were the worst in the bigs. And oh, by the way, on the quiet, they were not thrilled with the center field defense from Jung-Hoo Lee. And they don't know who their right fielder is. So how about if you just kill all those birds with one stone? Your new right fielder is Jung-Hoo Lee. Get Cody Bellinger, put him in center field. You have yet another middle-of-the-order bat and one that hits lefties. And now you've got Devers and Bellinger from the left side, Adamas and Chapman from the right side. That's the dude that I would draw on a piece of paper if I could.
Yeah, and he opted out of $25 million. So he's probably going to be looking for that, if not more. I don't think he opted out just because he thinks he deserves more. He probably does deserve a little more, but if you're the Giants and you have money, and they do, and he wants, you know, 5 years and 150, you give him five and 150. And I think that he'll still get at least a five-year deal. He's only 30.
Yeah, he's 30 years old.
So, I mean, you might as well line him up with the rest of the guys you're paying a boatload of money to and go out there and make your offense more exciting. I'm into it.
I like that. Cody Bellinger. You're not going to get Kyle Tucker. I don't think you're going to get him. Bellinger makes all the sense in the world. I don't know if he would want to come to San Francisco. But, you know, obviously, in the NL West and West Coast for a long, long time.
Yep.
I think he's an Arizona guy originally. So, you know, Scottsdale's home, and it's the second home of the Giants, too. So, whatever. I'd give it a whirl, Buster.
Might as well.
Why don't you give a whirl to listening to Steve Young? Fantastic. Fantastic conversation with Steve earlier today. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to hear it. We began by welcoming Steve in and asking how he's doing.
Great. How are you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. I was just thinking about how, like, okay, so when the Chiefs played the Niners in the Super Bowl, Joe Montana sent out that thing with both jerseys, and he's like, I can't lose. Are you going to do the same thing with the Niners and Bucks getting together this weekend?
What? Oh, bro, that is crazy.
That's so crazy.
Bring that up.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Man, like, there's no confusion here. My gosh. I spent a long, long year there, and the culture of the place was terrible, and the guys were great. And I loved the guys, but my gosh, that was a painful experience. But I will tell you, it's funny. I played one full season. We were 2-14. And the next season, I'm with the 49ers, and we go down to Tampa to play, and in 1987, I get down there, and the PR director for the Bucs, who I'd kind of gotten friendly with, he said, "Hey, you don't realize this, but you were voted the MVP of the Bucs last year." And I'm like, "That's kind of weird. I'm not really sure to think about that right, because we were 2-14. Like, I don't know about that." He goes, "Yo, we want to give you the trophy at halftime. Could you come out and receive it?"
No way.
And I was like, I'm going to be in a 49er uniform. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing seems really odd. And, yeah, there I was, halftime, like, hey, take a bow.
There it is. Well, where is that Buccaneers MVP trophy now, Steve?
Oh, man, it's in a pile somewhere. I don't know. We have to dig that one out.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Steve Young here on 95.7 The Game. And the reason, one of the reasons why we're thrilled to have you, of course, we're always happy to have you, but it's the idea of Mac or Brock and Brock or Mac. And when you're in that spot where, you know, Mac was highly drafted, not as highly drafted as you, but you feel like you're kind of the guy, and then you go out there and you do well. What does that do when you eventually have to kind of go back into that, that baseball cap mode?
Well, for me, I'm not like, I think it's important to distinguish how I felt about it and how, it's a different time and different place. So you got to remember, it sucked. Like, I didn't want to, that's not what I, it's strange as it was, Bill Walsh had presented an opportunity that Joe had multiple back surgeries and there was this opportunity to play. And I told Coach Walsh, look, I hate to hear that about Joe, but if there's an opportunity, I would love that. And no better place than in San Francisco would be amazing. But like, I want to be clear. I got to go play. And I've always played. And I said, I'd rather go to law school than not play. And then he's like, no. And so then I get there, and I've told this story many times, but just in case you haven't heard it, first practice, I'm out there in the 49ers. I'm nervous. I got, stuff gave into me, Ted Walsh gave me all the shorts and the shirt and the shoes and everything else. And I'd never met Joe. And then, waiting to, and I didn't know if he's going to be there. I mean, maybe he was in surgery. I don't know. And then I remember Bill was out there, Coach Walsh was out there, and we're warming up. And then Joe came jogging out. And I'm like, my first thought, the second I saw him, was like, that dude is not hurt. That dude is not hurt. That dude is good to go. And that began a six-year odyssey. So how I felt about it is just really different than anything that's going on today. But yet, I got the best advice I ever got from a coach that in the middle of all that mess and all the frustration that said, Steve, I know you want to start. I know that's what your expectation was. But you'll never be a starter until you learn the lesson that if you want a job that you don't have, you better become the best in the world at the job you have. And so it was really a sea change for how I saw the job of a backup, because I kind of spit it out all the time. I hated it. It was like you throw up in your mouth kind of stuff. And I had to learn the truth is that if you really want another job, then be the best at the job you have today. And I thought it's been true my whole life, really. And that's why I did kind of start to believe that, okay, what would that look like? How would I prepare? I prepare different. I prepare like I was going to play every week. And how can I help Joe be the best that he can be? How can I, like, that's the job. And so I think once I did that, it really made me feel like I was at least, in it and contributing and really on the ball. And it helped me when it did transition. It helped me a ton that I'd done that work. So anyway, that's a long story for how I'm a little bit different than the guys that are going today. But for Mac, he came and they told him, you're backing him up, And so he said that over to you guys, and almost too much, right? Like Mac, like, you don't have to keep, you can say, hey, I'm awesome. And, I'm good. And I'm playing hard and I'd love to keep playing. Like, it doesn't hurt anybody, but he's really respectful. And I love that about him. But the thing that can't change is how he's played, and how he's played has been very inspiring. And so that fact is a fact. And so it's in the locker room knows it. They've been inspired by him and doesn't take anything away from Brock. It might make things more awkward, but it doesn't take anything away from him. And I've always believed that awkwardness and creative tension is a positive. So I think it's going to be hard for Mac to ever go back. Like, he's now tasted it. And if it's not going to be in San Francisco, I pray he doesn't go to, don't make me list them, but there's 20 of them, places where I would not want to be. And that he can find a place that can give him this opportunity to see how good he can get, because this is the ultimate place for that.
The great Steve Young is with us here on Withered and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I mean, Steve, you just detailed it. I mean, the quarterback controversy you lived was the all-time quarterback controversy. I think I know how you'd answer this, but I'd love to back up and just get your response to, is there anything that even resembles a controversy, or how would you describe what's currently going on?
I would describe it's awkward, but it's pleasantly awkward, right? It's like everyone involved is going to behave and do things good. Well, they're not going to. It's a good locker room. It's a good quarterback room, but it's just inevitable that. And I think the awkwardness brings out the best in both of them. Mac will support Brock 1,000%. Brock will support Mac 1,000%. That's just who they are. And so the awkwardness is going to be to the benefit of the 49ers. They just have to withstand all of the chat and the chitter chat that goes on. That's going to make it harder. It makes it hard to, because it's going to every day they're going to try to make it controversial, something that's toxic, something that derails the success of the team, derails our ability to go win a championship, and they'll just make it feel and sound terrible. And people just have to live through it and say, no, it's not terrible. It's awkward, but it's creative, it's positive, and we're getting the best out of both of them. And they're just going to have to shout that back at all the places, because I think no matter what, people will try to get under people's skin and try to peck at it and make it a problem.
Yeah, and thank God for the chatter. Otherwise, Mark and I would be out there delivering milk. I might be a... no doubt. And, oh, man, God, the chatter we needed. I wonder, though, Steve, about the way you look at it and the whole idea of ride the hot hand, because Mac right now is hot. They're winning. If Mac wins again and Brock is healthy, do they ride the hot hand or do they go back to the starter?
It just depends on health, right? John Lynch doesn't do this for free, right? Kyle doesn't do this for free. These guys are the best in the business, and these are the quality problems that you get yourself into very rarely, and it really depends on how you want it to be. Like, it's very obvious that you've made this huge contract for Brock, and that's got its own statement and truth. And then we also know that Kyle loved Mac from the beginning, and so there's that connection that they've had and that's now flourishing. And so to me, at one level, it's a business, and part of the business is keeping the locker room together, going to win a championship, and then long-term, viability. So it's like and the idea that you don't constantly kind of take that, put your finger in there and figure that out is probably a mistake. And so I think, odds are very much so that Brock is in a place where he's going to be able to play. And Mac will probably be forced to go somewhere else. And that's probably the odds-on situation. And yet, I leave it to those guys that make all that big money to figure out what they want to do. Because I think, and it really depends on Mac, right? Because we know Brock. We can count, there's things that you just, to me, when Brock suits up, I know what I'm getting. And it's a lot, right? And Mac... we think we've gotten some great glimpses into what Mac is and the toughness and the ability to deliver the football and all that stuff, but he doesn't have as much clarity. And every week's more and more clarity, but that does make it a little bit uneven fight for Brock, because he's got so much time with us and we know who he is and we like it, and we want more Brock. And what's funny, what's happening is we want kind of more Mac too. And that's what I said before. It's awkward.
Steve Young with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Steve, this is putting the cart before the horse, I get it, but you've mentioned twice about the idea of Mac going somewhere else, and he's on a two-year deal, so I'm wondering, let's say he does just, compile a few more wins, then Brock comes back and the Niners do whatever they do. Is the tension you're talking about something that's still there in the offseason? Do the Niners just keep him, or do they owe it to him to get him somewhere else?
To me, I think the awkwardness brings out the best in both of them, because they're not toxic personalities. And I felt the same way in my situation. Like, what did the 49ers get? They got the best of both of us, and it was awkward, and it was painful, but my gosh, it was like all we had. And so in that way, I feel like Brock and Mac would respond
to that tension in a really positive way. So my opinion, if I was the general manager there, despite, again, the awkwardness, I think I get the best out of both of them. And then it's on me as the leader of the, you know, kind of running the team, how I distribute that, right? How do I clarify that? I mean, the more clarity you give, hey, Brock's our starter, Mac, you'll play if he's hurt or something goes haywire. And then, or because the problem becomes, we don't want to give clarity. We're going to just let it play out and, you know, we'll see week to week. And that leaves the locker room in a really tough spot. So, but I'm not against maintaining the best possible, you know, tandem, and that would be Brock and Mac together. And I think it can be to the positive of both of their games and to the 49ers if played out right.
Just going back to 1987, Steve, this was before players demanded to be traded or even the word got out. How did that go where you guys go 2-14 and clearly Tampa was in a world of hurt ever since they got founded 9 years earlier? How did that all play out to where all of a sudden you were on the move to San Francisco?
I'll try to cover it quickly. So I had developed a relationship with the owner. And the owner was a very quiet, reserved, awkward. And so we got to be communicators, and we tried to, we both recruited Bo Jackson famously with great nothingness. And Bo told us to shove it, like we were going nowhere. But we kind of did that together. So it's like we built a little rapport. And so when I finished my one full season, they changed coaches and Ray Perkins came in. And Ray Perkins, the first meeting, he did this weird thing where he told everyone he wanted everyone to weigh. And you know, when he showed up at training camp and he was reading off everybody's name, you know, and then he gets to Young and he goes, 195. And I'm like, 195? Like, I haven't been 195 since I was in 11th grade, bro. Like, yeah. That doesn't make any sense. So I went up to him afterwards, like, I'm Coach Perkins, you know, almost basically the first time I've met him. I go, hey, I just want you to know that, you know, 195 is going to be almost dangerous. And like, and he looked at me, he lit me up, EMF'd me and told me, like, don't worry about nothing. You know, like, don't you realize I hate scramblers and I hate lefties even more. Whoa. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. And so I knew that things were not off to the right foot. And so then they traded me to the Cardinals, called me. Ray Perkins calls me and says, hey, traded the Cardinals, and hung up, you know. And I'm like, so I called Mr. Culverhouse. I'm like, Mr. Culverhouse, you told me I was your quarterback for life. You know, you and I were like in this together. And now I'm getting traded to the Cardinals. Like, you can't send me to the, I mean, if there's one place worse than the Bucs, it's the Cardinals. Like, bro, come on. And he nixed it. He went, called it up, nixed the deal, and called me back and said, look, I give you a week to figure out what's best, and let me know. And then Eddie and he made a deal where they did a Charlie Finley thing for money and draft picks and figured it out. And Ray Perkins was super pissed. And Mr. Culverhouse did me a great solid. So that's how it all went down.
Wow.
Great story.
What a story. Yep. Unbelievable. Steve Young with us on Withered and Dibs here, 95.7 The Game. Steve, I want to go back to what Dibs was asking you with regard to the whole hot hand thing. And I wonder if you've noticed anything. I know fans are always going to talk, but there's so many fans who seem eager to continue seeing Mac. Do you think this experience has brought maybe out from the weeds some sort of, like, I don't know if it's distrust or whatnot from the fan base with regard to Brock?
Well, Brock, you know, was elite in 23, and last year was hard. It's hard on everybody. I mean, I bet Kyle would say, I was kind of 6-10, and Brock was kind of 6-10, and a lot of players were missing, and it was like all this stuff. But what happened is both Brock and Kyle, and but the personalities, I'm gonna do whatever I can, and so you overdo it, you know, and you could see him trying to do too much, and that caused him to start to make mistakes that he wouldn't normally make. And so the mistakes through the year, and that's what you saw this season a little bit, was I'm something's not. We were throwing a couple interceptions a game, and last season was a lot more mistakes. Then it feels like there's a pattern emerging, and injuries a part of it, and the team that's available is a part of it. And so that's the rigor of being the big paid starting franchise quarterback. That's like, welcome. That's, you know, that's where you are. That's who you are. That's what you are. And so that's part of the challenge, right, is that you have to live those shoes out when you're going through all the ups and downs. And now Mac, in a very short time, has played inspiration. Like, you watched him in the Ram game limp around and make the throws and bring them back and make the scores that happen that are hard. You know, in the NFL, especially on the road against the Rams, which are a very good team, you're like, I left that game like, dang, man, it's freaking, I'm going to go get a ten jersey and keep this up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's nothing, again, that's nothing to do with Brock. That's just an emotional response to knowing how hard the game is and how somebody's playing inspirational football for your squad. And so that's, again, that's the awkwardness that you just have to kind of take in. It's okay. It's okay. And it doesn't have to be zero-sum game. We can find abundance in here. We just got to talk about it the right way. We got to respond the right way. And fans can feel a little conflicted because Max on the field, winning game, you know, division games on the road and kind of inspiring us. So it's not, again, it's not, like, I just refuse to allow the dilemma and the creative tension and the abundance of the situation. Two guys are playing great football for us to make it be, you can't turn it negative on me. You can't turn it into something toxic or transactional where you're going to make me have to choose somebody and make someone else a little, like, I'm not doing it. And I think that's the challenge that Kyle has going forward. And look, it's week to week. You know, if somebody has a terrible game, it makes it even more intense. And if everybody keeps playing great, it makes it easier. But it's okay. But it has to be handled really well. It'll be handled really well with Mac and Brock. I know that. I'm not even worried about it. No problem. I think it'll be handled really well with John and Kyle. I really have high confidence in that. And I guarantee the fan bases are just, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild, you know, in a positive way, because whoever's on the field's playing pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. So I refuse to go down the rabbit hole of finding why this is a terrible thing. This is terrible for the 49ers that we have quarterbacks that are playing great. That can't be true.
That's well said. Do you have any concerns, though? Let's talk about just the physical thing that Brock is dealing with. Do you have concerns there? What is your experience with turf toe and what this might mean for him rest of the year or even beyond?
Yeah, I've had slight turf toe. Nothing that ever got the ligament really kind of pissed. Like, I've never had that. So, but I can tell you that the guys that have, it really depends. Like, look at Joe Burrow. Like, you can do things to it where that ligament is like, sayonara, bro. I'm not coming back. And so obviously he hurt it again, which is so typical. Like, how do you stay off your big toe?
Yeah.
Like, other than lay down, right? Like, there's no way. And so that's the challenge. And so I think what we learned about the last time we played him a couple weeks ago is, let's try to get this, especially if Mac's playing well, let's try to get this to a place where we don't have to have this back and forth for the whole season. Because it's very possible that 2025 ends and we go the retrospective in February and we'll say, God, man, what a rough season for Brock. It never got right. It never happened. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we just don't want. And we're in a situation where maybe we don't have to. And so that's why you got to play out. And I have no idea whether he can come back full speed next week or not. Like, you just have to play it out. But the toe itself and putting pressure on it and that ligament and going and playing again, I don't know where they play next. Whether they go off to Tampa, do they come home again?
Yeah, home to Atlanta.
Back on the,
yep.
Yeah, and then go back on the turf anytime. That's why, like, it doesn't, playing on the grass doesn't make it all better, but it does make it less than catching on the turf again and having it just jam you up. But yeah, we'll have to play that out. But again, I don't want the retrospective to be, man, Brock never got right. Like, that's not cool.
Steve, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? I'm being told you have a birthday tomorrow, Steve Young.
Don't even try it, bro. Don't even go.
It happens, Steve.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. It baffles the mind. So I'm walking around living in like a little fiction land that I'm 50 and I'm dominating. Like, I'm just going to live. I just don't know what else to do. Like, I'm running around. I ran my 4 miles today. I'm going. So, like, I don't know. No. Yell it out. Scream it out. I can't tell you. Maybe I'm a Pollyanna.
No, you're crushing it, because my partner actually turned 50, and I'm between he and you. And so I was so happy that he finally turned 50, and I was doing my research for this, and I realized that you are where you are. And I'm like, oh, my, if he's there and I'm there, we probably shouldn't talk about it, Steve.
I don't know, man. Yeah. All I know, all I do know is science is not on my side. Entropy, effing entropy is like, I looked in the mirror yesterday and it's not going well. It's like it's going the wrong direction and it's not going to change. So we're just going to battle it out, be graceful, love it, and let's move on.
Yeah,
and
gravity's like
my dad, who turns 90 this February, he always told me that you have to have a dream. A dream is a less than 1% chance, but you always have to have a dream. And so I asked him recently, "It's okay, what, Mr. Big, what's your dream?" He goes, 110. And I'm like, all right, okay, let's go.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Are you doing something special, by the way? Are you celebrating?
No, just we have a big one of the families, and we're doing an Indian themed big party tomorrow night. And so I have my awesome get up, you know, like the Bollywood get. I'm like, I'm ready. Like I got it all going for tomorrow night. Big
I love
party.
It. Awesome. I love it. Steve Young here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, one more thing before you run, and it's this, because these situations, again, yours so different than this, but how does it affect an entire locker room? Like, what do you think the other players are thinking right now about this whole situation?
So you have to educate the locker room. The key is that you have a mature locker room, a self-policing. We've had that for the last 6 or 7 years. The leaders in the locker room that won't allow the agitation or the anxiety to start to affect the guys. And that's going to come a lot from the communication from Kyle and from John. And so all that, and we have the people. John's the right person. Kyle's the right person. And the leaders in our locker room are the right people. So we've got all the ingredients to handle this really well. The problem comes is if somehow it's not communicated well, or it's left to have a vacuum of information, and people start to fill it with guesswork and anxiety. And then once the anxiety hits in the locker room and the leadership can't kind of quiet it down, then it starts to, that's where the distraction comes. And that's hard. Now that doesn't mean that, again, awkwardness in my mind is not distraction, right? Awkwardness is some tension, but I call it creative tension. I don't call it, you know, anything else. So it's like, it's a fine line, but again, I refuse to make it a negative. Like, it's awesome. It's a quality problem.
Yeah.
And I would, any of us would love to have only quality problems in our lives.
Well, right? I think you should feel that way about turning 64. Oh. It's a quality problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quality. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm quality. It's awesome.
So great.
Happy birthday, dude. Thank you for coming on.
I'll see you guys.
Okay, see you later. There he goes. Steve Young on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Quality.
Just a great dude.
Too unbelievable. What a great conversation. And I know. I'm glad you found out that he's turning 64 tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's two times this week that we've had two former 49ers on the show this weekend. This week, scream out, shut up. Only once was it directed at us.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you what. I won't say that after what you're about to say next. I will just sit back and listen, because it's time to fade the Dibbers. Well, it's a two-stepper, as we're going to get both the Niner game and the Sunday night football game. And for those of you who don't speak Dibs, he is... hot!
I'm hot.
Really hot. Scalding hot.
Oh.
He's been hot. It's a sustainable hot. It's 18-5 hot.
Shut up, bro.
Last night he gave you one of them home dogs. He gave you home dog. And it won out freaking right. I hope your feet were up in the second half of that game. The Giants plus 7.5. They win the game by 17. Are you kidding me? You'd be nuts if you didn't wipe the gunk out of your ears and listen to this. Because here we go. We'll do Sunday Night Football first.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll save the Niners for last. And this is a big one. The show would love the Chiefs to lose, but they're favored. They're going against, For some, America's darlings, the Detroit Lions, they can score the football. But the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and the number's going to be sticky. Therefore, they are favored at home. Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs are laying 2.5 dibs.
What's funny about the Lions, because their defense is actually a lot better than what people realize, because we all look at their offense and Amon-Ra and Jared Goff, who doesn't throw incomplete passes, and Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery and all the fellas. But if you look at the advanced analytics, they're one of the top six defenses in all of football. They get an additional day of rest because of Kansas City having to play on that Monday night spot. And also Detroit better outdoors than many people think. And look, I'll be transparent about it. I was fading Kansas City from the jump this year. Detroit's on the road and getting points. I don't even think it's going to be a shootout. I like the Lions outright, and I'm taking the 2.5. Take the Lions and the points. The audacity.
Those aren't my hands.
The audacity.
Those aren't my hands.
Can I get the audacity, please?
Dude, like those two seals in there. Celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs.
The audacity.
They suck. They're 2-3. They suck.
Thank you,
Jimmy. But, you know, you guys want to keep whacking your hands together when you've been wrong 18 out of 23 times? That's no problem in here. That's my partner. I'm going to be on my partner's side. Let's go, Lions. Rawr.
Yeah. We're going to be biting kneecaps.
Okay.
We're out there biting kneecaps. So
now we're getting to the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco 49ers, minus 27 players. We'll go against the Tampa Bay Bucs, minus 26 players. Everybody's hurt. There's no Bucky Irving. There's no Mike Evans. There's no Chris Godwin. There's no Ricky Pearsall. There's no Brock Purdy. There's no George Kittle. There's no Nick Bosa. We could go on and on and on and on. But there is 4-1 versus 4-1. And the home team gets the field goal plus a little extra. The Bucs minus 3.5 against our Niners. Dibs?
Well, when these two teams get together, you can throw the records out and you can throw the analytics out. And I can tell you that the Niners have a slightly better defense and Tampa Bay has a significantly better offense. But you just said it, Mark. A lot of these people who have built these analytics, they won't be playing. And I look at the trends. Shanahan coached teams as a road dog 17-13 against the spread. During that same period, Tampa as a home favorite 19-25 as a home favorite. The trends point to the 49ers. Shanahan is equally good on the road, and the 49ers are getting the points. Give me Tampa, and I'm laying the 3.5. The pick is in. We're taking Tampa. We're laying the 3.5.
Misdirection.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, nobody could. You've got no Pearsall, an injured Juwan, and you tried to pick the pick, and you had the Lions.
I got the Lions plus the 2.5, and I thought for sure this week.
It's a bubble burst for me. I think that Tampa has too many of their healthy guys healthy, as opposed to the Niners who have, like, of their key guys healthy, they've got McCaffrey.
Who does Tampa have healthy? I mean,
they're healthy guys.
Their quarterback.
Emeka Abuka.
Yeah.
And Cade Otton, who's going to, I mean, I love how you disrespect Cade Otton.
Well, you put him on your fantasy team and you give him a little over-respect.
If you look at what he's done the last two or three games, he's been a legitimate TE1 in even shallow leagues. So,
two or three games or last
two
game?
Two for sure. No, well, last game. And the game before that, he had, I think, 4 catches on 6 targets.
To be fair, Dibs isn't wrong. Their healthy guys are healthy.
That's true.
The guys who are healthy, who you need to be healthy, they have more of them.
Okay. Kate, just for reference, before we have a very, very special guest coming up in a few minutes. Cade Otton had 5.
But Dibs is a little runt.
Cade Otton had 5 catches for 81 yards last week.
That's a 13-point week.
Outside of that, he has 34 yards for the entire year.
And when did those come?
The previous game where you said he had 4 catches, he had 3.
Okay.
For a total of 9 yards.
That's a 4-point week, and I didn't have him yet. And you realize they don't have Godwin again. They don't have Evans, and they don't have your little Plucky Bucky. So he's going to get to eat a lot more.
I like Plucky Bucky. No, maybe he has a great game. Maybe he has a great game. But
Rashad White is a legitimate RB2. Okay. And I just look at all of the injured players and all the rest of it. It's Tampa.
Oh, no. It hurt my heart.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm 4-1 on Niner games this year.
I know where to go when I get frustrated. In at the Tides.
Oh, yeah.
In Bodega Bay. Who loves a good Zinfandel? Love a good Zin? Don't miss dinner with the winemakers at the Inn at the Tides. In Bodega Bay, October 24th. Join Queen of Zinfandel, Carol Shelton, for an unforgettable night of food, wine, and coastal charm. Visit InAtTheTides.com. Space is limited. Yeah, he's going to come on the radio next on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
Wait a minute, is it Friday?
It feels like a Friday.
Friday? Friday up in here?
Payday Friday, although you got paid yesterday.
Yeah,
I know.
The damn thing about these Payday Fridays when you get paid a day early is that half of it's gone by the time you get to Payday Friday.
It's a shame, yeah. You hate to see it.
Oh, well.
Shut up, bro.
Nah, it's just money. Whatever. Grows on trees.
It's money
a quality problem.
Yeah. It's kind of the way I feel about food. Like
that it grows on trees?
No,
that's actually true.
Food comes in and the food goes out, and then you're on to the next meal. You get paid, you pay bills, and then you work a couple more weeks, you get paid, and then you pay bills. Like,
you've had a lot of potty talk today. Are you all right?
Not at all, actually.
Yeah. What do you mean not at all? The whole crossover was about the bathroom.
Well, that was because Steiny was afraid to like put it out there, and I had a conversation with a coworker yesterday about that, and it was not about the potty. It was about the use of Febreze in a communal bathroom.
You're not going to do it again, are
and
you?
Shout out whoever provided the Febreze in there, because it's nice to be able to break off a...
That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
Yeah, I can't. The only thing that whenever you bring up Febreze, that's all that happens in my brain. The rest I don't even hear.
It's a nice jingle.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not like you can light up incense in there or burn a candle.
Whatever Steiny did in the bathroom is, you know, it's his business. I don't.
It was painful.
No, whatever. Like, I'm just checking on you because there's a lot of potty talk.
I'm good. Okay. I live with a 3-year-old, so.
You suck.
It's true. Is she using the potty yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing great.
Out of bed.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So it is Friday, I'm told.
Yep. How would you know?
Well, one, at 5 o'clock, people start getting really excited. Two, when I leave the studio, I notice that there's nothing but chairs out there. There's no people in them. That's another clue.
Yeah, nobody commutes either on Friday.
And then, if I still have questions, I just look at our call board.
Okay.
And I see one particular name, and I go, oh, it must be Friday. Because if it says Kurt in Hayward Hills, that means it's Friday.
And it's late on Friday.
Hello, Kurt.
Hey, hello. Hello.
Hey. Hey. There he is.
Will and Dave, the two best sports boys in town. Hey, Willie, let me tell you about your picks. You did great. You went against the runt. What a way to go, Will. Dibs, what a way to go against the runt.
Yeah.
And you went against the Philadelphia Eagles, too. The Giants bombed the Eagles. Great. So Kansas City's going to lose. They'll go to 2-4. Let's change the subject right to the quarterback situation with the 49ers. First of all, Brock Purdy, he's the franchise quarterback, bottom line. He is the elite quarterback, not Mac Jones. Mac Jones came in. He's 3-0. He's doing a great job. And you know why he's doing a great job? He's winning well because Kyle Shanahan is a mastermind as an offensive coordinator. A mastermind. That's number one. And number two, as far as the defense is concerned, when you have Robert Saleh, and you saw what they did to the Rams, they busted up the Rams real good. And they lost the Rams. You got Robert Saleh, Tampa Bay offense. They just got that quarterback that's going to run around. We need to get some interceptions. We need some fumbles, and we need some sacks. And Robert Saleh's got to get his hat on, his master hat on, and get all that happening because Tampa Bay is not going to win. I don't see them winning. Even though you went against us, Dibs, but that's okay, brother. You're still a great brother.
Thank you, brother. And I've been hot, and I try to take the emotion out of it. And I don't know. I mean, what would you say to me if I was running cold and I still win against your beloved 49ers? What would you say then?
Again, you're out of here!
Yeah! Hey, you're out of here!
Might have been the first time that you... Yeah, nice job!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, dang.
You let him in.
I thought it might be about time.
Absolutely.
You know.
It's always about that time.
Yeah. And it's.
He gets his point and then he gets out of
here. That's right. We got to get out of here.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm 18-5. It's not easy to go against the Niners. And I'm 4-1 on Niner games, including a time when I went against them. And,
which was last game.
And that's a stat.
Yeah.
No, I went against them and won, and then I went against them and lost also. You're getting the Rams.
The Rams game, right?
Yeah.
You get.
But previous to that, I went against them, and I don't think that they covered. That's a stat.
No, that's correct. You had the Jags.
Yep.
And you had the Cardinals, plus 2.5.
Yeah.
And the Niners won by 1, so the Niners won, but so did you.
Yeah, boy, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a crazy one.
And you had them, I think, -3 or -3.5 in Seattle. That was a narrow cover.
Yeah. And I had them, I had the Rams given about 22.
Right. And they lost.
That's a loss.
Lost outright.
Yeah.
So Kurt in Hayward Hills is so fancy that that his calls on 95.7 The Game are now presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Grandy, what's your jam here coming up?
We had a couple of really good interviews today on 95.7 The Game. You guys chatted with Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young.
Steven Young,
that's
yes.
Not coming up next, but we will hear it in the 6 o'clock hour. Steiny and Guru caught up with the GM of the Warriors, Mike Dunleavy. That's what's coming up next.
Those are fancy.
Yep.
Those are fancy. Those are high level. And yes, we just heard from Steve Young literally like 20 minutes ago, so I won't take offense. On that, Grandy.
Yeah, in case you missed it, though, stay tuned. It's coming, and it's a great conversation, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mike Dunleavy and Steve Young, both coming up. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Time for us to get out of here. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I'm busy.
How about on Sunday?
Probably not.
Monday?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it's a victory Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Got some special guests lined up for you on Monday as well, in addition to reacting to the 49er game. All right, y'all. Have fun. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Get out of here with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.